Thank you and good morning. The Avoid the 7 DUI traffic safety campaign will continue through the new year as police beef up patrols on local roadways to identify impaired and dangerous drivers. The enforcement period began on the 13th, and since then, 52 drivers have been arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs. That number is up significantly from a year ago, when 34 drivers were arrested over the same time period. DUI saturation patrols will be active over the weekend, and all available officers will be out on the roads. The California Highway Patrol responded to a vehicle collision in Covelo on Thursday afternoon, a collision that sent two people to the hospital with serious injuries. 22-year-old Sophia Rabano of Covelo failed to stop at a stop sign at the intersection of Henderson and Crawford Roads. Rabano drove through the stop sign and collided with a vehicle driven by 71-year-old John Miller of Fremont. The force of the collision drove Miller's car into a power pole and a stop sign. Rabano suffered major injuries in the crash and was airlifted to Reading, while Miller was taken to Howard Memorial in Willits for treatment of his injuries. The investigation into the cause of the collision is underway, and it's unknown if impairment played a role. The CHP is also investigating a fatal collision on Highway 101 near Red Crest last night. A vehicle left the roadway and tumbled down a hillside, killing one person and injuring two others. We'll have more details when they are made available. Traveling during the holidays can be difficult, and it's estimated that Americans are traveling over this holiday period in far greater numbers than in past years due to a rebounding economy. Many of those travelers are going by automobile, and that means getting prepared for winter driving conditions, particularly in mountainous areas like Humboldt County. Road ice is always a hazard for motorists, particularly on bridges, as CHP Public Information Officer Matt Harvey points out.
In December, we've just been getting hammered with crashes of people sliding on bridges, specifically hitting the side of the bridge, hitting other vehicles. We've taken a lot of crashes due to ice and snow this winter.
Black ice on roadways and ice that remains shaded from the sun can turn a routine trip into a collision. Harvey recommends you slow down.
Just generally drive slower. I think if we all just slow down a little bit, that would reduce the amount of crashes we have out there.
You are encouraged to plan your road trips and take into account weather and road conditions before you set out. Pacific Gas and Electric wants to alert residents in downtown Eureka that a major upgrade of the natural gas distribution system will begin in early January and run through the spring. PG&E crews will replace and upgrade natural gas lines serving customers on I, J, and K streets between 8th and 9th streets in Eureka. Traffic will be controlled and detoured around work areas, and some of the work will be done on private property as well. Gas service will be interrupted at times during the work, and heavy equipment and work crews will be on the streets. For more information, contact PG&E. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live in the Arcata High School Career and College Center. Do you have an interesting career that you could talk about with local students? We're recruiting business, trade, education, and public sector workers to share career insight with middle and high school students. Please call me at 839-5114 for more information. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When the news broke just before Thanksgiving that the owners of Porter Street Barbecue were closing their doors at their Samoa Boulevard location, longtime customers were not happy to see them go. Then they heard the reason for the closure, a lawsuit from a local attorney, Singleton, who sued Porter Street under the Americans with Disabilities Act, alleging the location was not compliant. Porter Street owners decided it was a better business decision to close the doors at the Arcata location than to upgrade the facility to meet compliance standards. Supervisor Mark Lovelace addressed the issue on Talk Shop and said that if the ADA law is abused, no one is a winner.
Ultimately, it's not getting these businesses up to code to improve access. It's shutting them down in many cases, as we've seen. And it's also creating a fear of this law that's a good law that exists for good reasons.
Lovelace said that while the ADA is a needed law, lawsuits that appear to be done solely for monetary purposes hurt everyone involved.
There's a fear there that the ADA in the wrong hands being exercised by someone who's not interested in the intent of actually providing access, but is interested instead in just being able to utilize it as a way to get money out of someone, regardless of if they fix the problem, that's not helping anybody.
The owners of Porter Street will still operate their restaurant in Eureka. And that's the news on this Friday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.